We've got a feeling they won't make a move till tomorrow. We should be ready for him by then, though it probably won't come to that. I'll stay up here with Chunty, Weld and Formole on watch.
The abbot went down to the lawn and pushed Martha back to the abbey, explaining what was happening and what he had seen. The young hermaid could tell by Abbot Carroll's face that he was very worried. Werger was long past her best seasons, a wrinkled, toothless old sea rat, yet Ragabol kept her with his crew. She was useless as a fighter or a forager, but she possessed other skills. There was little that Werger did not know about wounds and the treatment of injuries. Her powers as a healer and her knowledge of herbs, nostrums and remedies made the old vermin invaluable to the ignorant crew rats. But there was yet another art Werger practised, that of a seer. Ragabol, as captain, was the only one she allowed to consult her, and then only in times of crisis. Werger crouched by the fire, watching Bol. They were camped among some wooded hills where the red sandstone rocks of Mossflower jutted out in shelf-like formation. It was twilight. The Sea Rat crew had slain a small colony of wood mice and were leisurely plundering their shattered dwellings. Ragabol and Werger sat on a hilltop, isolated from the noisy rabble below. The old Sea Rat knew that her captain wished to consult her. He had given her half a roasted dove and a goblet of his personal grog. This was always a sign that she was needed. Werger took out a pouch of charms and selected half a large mussel shell. It was edged with yellow on the inside, glistening grey at the centre, with three partially grown purple mussel pearls protruding from its broad end. Filling the shell with water, she gazed into it.
My appetite is no good of late.
Ragabol licked the sharp tip of his silver paw hook in silence as Werger continued.
Sleep eludes thee, thou art weary. None can rest easy in thy presence. Even I fear to speak of certain things, aye, things that trouble thee.
With a curt nod, the Sea Rat captain dismissed the four guards who attended him from twilight to dawn. When they had gone off to join the others, he took a furtive glance over his shoulder. Drawing close to the seer, Ragabol dropped his voice to a hoarse whisper.
Fear not. Speak openly to me. You won't be harmed.
Keeping her eyes on the water-filled shell, the old seer proceeded, her voice now a sibilant hiss.
If thine enemy lives, he must die. Only then can Ragabol find peace of mind. Thy foe's death will release thee.
The Sea Rat captain's eyes shone feverishly.
Does the striped dog still live? Tell me.
Werger turned away from the shell, confronting him.
When did thou last see this striped dog?
Bol's red-rimmed eyes stared back at her.
This very noon. Aye, in full sunlight. 'Twas when we stopped to rest. I was so tired that I dozed off a while. The sun beat through my closed lids, making everything go red. That's when I saw the striped dog. Getting off a strange craft he was. Where that broad stream from the nor'east bends away from the trees and woodlands. You recall the spot. 'Twas where we slayed those two shrews. The striped dog pointed to the bodies and looked straight at me. They will be avenged. I am coming for ye, Ragabol. Those were his very words.
Werger went back to contemplating the water in the shell, then continued.
Be told him to go away and join the dead beast at Hell Gates, because he was already slain by thee. But the giant striped dog kept coming. He was frightening to look upon, with his face cleaved wide, but scarred and stitched together by some beast. Do I not speak truly?